Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Josh McDaniels discussing the, Chargers defense and how the Patriots have to match up beyond their P's and Q's against a difficult physical Chargers defense. It's high noon here on Jones and Keefe. Taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. We'll get back into the matchup for the Pats and Chargers. Number one, how the Patriots could win this game, how they could lose this game, but also the stakes beyond just win an advanced situation for the Patriots. There was an update on Stephon Diggs. And his arraignment has now been postponed until February, Keith. So I think,
okay,
you know, some of the initial...
After the Super Bowl that they play in.
Correct. Yep. Some of the initial fears were, beyond some of the awful things he was accused of, was on the field, will he be out there? Will he be allowed to play? I think a lot of that has subsided. He and Barmore are going to be out there for the postseason.
Oh, yeah, we already saw him play.
But you still had the potential question mark of, is he going to have an arraignment right before the AFC title game should they get there? And now this has been pushed to February, so that'll be an off-season thing. I have no idea what happened, so it's hard for me to really comment on will Diggs be back or won't he be back. But how that goes, I think we'll inform that in a big way. He's a guy who 3 weeks ago, a month ago, I was fully confident he'd be back on a new deal. Maybe they try to add a big ticket number one receiver above him, or maybe they try to add a 1A, 1B to Steph Diggs for next year. Now I'm much less confident in that. But again, that's the news, that the arraignment has been postponed until February.
Well, the team is standing by him. They made that pretty clear right away.
Unlike Barmore.
Yeah. Although Barmore played, so like on the one hand, they're standing by him. But yeah, no, they were different.
In their statements, they backed Diggs. They really didn't back Barmore.
No. But it hasn't raised to the level of him being disciplined by the team or the league. Like, he played on Sunday, and he's going to play this Sunday. You know, and the same thing with Diggs, and it feels like that'll be one of the many questions for the offseason that they're going to deal with. But as far as, like, the football team itself, like, they've done a good job limiting distractions. The coaches sort of try to squash that. The players are all on the same page, and they'll both be available and play on Sunday.
Okay, so there's the update on that. Again, with your phone calls, we'll get you the week in review at 12:45. We also have Keith's Key. It's the Pats and Chargers coming up at 1 o'clock. Don't make any bets. If you haven't made your bets yet.
No, save it.
Save them until you hear the keys. Plus the milkman, Milton Williams, in the 1 o'clock hour. We talked about this earlier in the show, Keith. We've actually talked about it quite a bit. We started on Monday. But I think it's worth circling back. What are the stakes of this game for the Patriots? You win, we'll look at you a certain way. You lose, we'll look at you another. What are the stakes based on the outcome on Sunday?
Well, I think it's funny because the way the Patriots are viewed is you got two different groups, right? I think a lot of local people, I'm not going to speak for everybody, but a lot of local people are like, this team is really good. They have the MVP. They have the coach of the year. They have, you know, they had a great draft. They had a great free agency. They are a real division winner. They are a real 14-3 team, and they are a Super Bowl contender. Then you have others that say they played all scrub teams. They beat one team that's any good. They also lost to that same team.
They're a fraud paper tiger team.
Yep.
Yeah.
Worst schedule and or best schedule in the league, all that kind of thing. So if you go out there and you lose your first playoff game, all those people are going to be like, see, tried to warn you, tried to tell you. You're this year's version of the Minnesota Vikings that we just saw last year that had a great run, won a pile of games, made it to the playoffs, lost the home game, and we're done. Never heard of from again. Which I don't think this is what they are, but they had the same record, and that's how they're being viewed. So everybody will have a lot of evidence to point to. Whereas if they win, I think it really legitimizes them. You've mentioned before, and you might be right, maybe people start to move the goalposts. You know, you could talk about, well, how good were the Chargers? And they're the seventh seed. And, like, Herbert stinks in the playoffs. And, like, you could, I guess, start to pick that apart. Their tackles are hurt and whatever else. But I would say it's a real playoff team. They won 11 games. Not like they got in with a bad division. It's not like the Panthers or even the Steelers. I guess they won enough games, but
they did. They,
you know
they
what I mean? Like,
they
weren't 8-9, right? But I think it would sort of legitimize it. And it doesn't mean if they lose, it's like a failure. Nobody's saying that. It's a success either way. But I think it really kind of further, it backs up everybody that believes in the team and said the team is actually good.
The framing of it is just so different in the offseason.
Yeah.
Like, you get there and you lose your first playoff game to a guy who's never won a playoff game.
Right.
And
you know who did that? Mac Jones.
And all I've heard
about, not to Josh Allen, but you know what I'm saying. Like, Mac Jones also lost his first playoff game. And that's, yeah.
No, good point. So, you know, all I hear from Patriots fans, Justin Herbert can't win the big one. Okay, so you lose that game to him?
That'd be tough.
All I hear, the Chargers, oh, well, they're not going to be a team that can play out in the elements. So you lose to them? Oh, the Chargers have to come west to east. Okay, so you lose to them? So that's how it's going to be framed all offseason. I agree with exactly what you just said. The year's a success either way. It's impossible to frame it differently when they're a 14-win team. But it's going to feel a lot nicer to come in and say,
yeah,
oh, yeah, well, remember how they got to the playoffs and they beat Justin Herbert, and then who knows what happens before that? Trevor Lawrence comes here and beats you, or whatever. You get maybe Aaron Rodgers or someone like that comes here and beats you for a second time. I wouldn't love that. And I think we'd nitpick it as well. We wouldn't let them off the hook for it. But it'd be a lot nicer to say, yep, they came here and they won a playoff game at home. And I wish they went farther, but that's a really good start in year one. 14 wins.
God.
Which is the most in the AFC. They're the two seed on a tiebreaker, and you want a playoff game at home. That's a really nice way to frame it compared to, well, you won 14 games, but you beat all bad teams. Your one win against a team with a winning record was the Buffalo Bills. They beat you later in the year, and then the Chargers came in, and they beat you on your field in the elements west to east with a guy who had never won a playoff game in his life.
Yeah.
Like, those are the stakes. That's what it is.
I also think it's because it's right there for you, too. Like, if you want to take it another step further, like, this matchup is as good as you could possibly ask for.
Right, because this is the draw we wanted.
Yeah, other variations. Next year, maybe Burrow puts it together for a season. Maybe you get Josh Allen in round one. Maybe Mahomes is – maybe they kind of got him a couple teammates. Like, for everything they're saying about Josh Allen, how, like, the path is open for him – it's so wide open that you don't want this to be the year that you get in there, you're a home favorite, and then you lose. Like, that's pretty devastating. You don't know how it's going to look next year or the year after
that. It's the same thing as the May MVP debate. For everybody who's like, he's 2 years in and he's got a long time to win one, this, like, might be his best chance to win one.
Like, who was better this year? Just go off of that.
And this might be your best chance to go on a run.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, take advantage of it while it's right in front of you. I agree. We got texts about this earlier when we talked about it. Do you think it matters for the Patriots as, like, a destination to, like, validate anything, to, like, win a game?
Oh, for, like, free agency?
Yes.
No, I don't. I think it's always about money. And, like, the NFL's already proven, like, you could be marketed in any market. I don't think it matters.
You already have a coach who I think guys would want to play for. You have a coach who I think guys would want to play with.
Yep.
And so, yeah, that comes down to what we were talking about at the end of last hour. If Kraft is going to spend again, I give him credit for spending last year. He doesn't traditionally do that. So I don't know that I'm really holding my breath for another big cash spending offseason.
Right.
But that's going to be the difference. I mean, maybe it's a tiebreaker with you and somebody else if the money's close, but the money's got to be close. I personally don't think those are the stakes. Like, beat the Chargers this weekend, and now free agents are lining up to come play here.
I think I think you'll get your free agents. And really, the two biggest decisions you're going to have to make over the next couple of years are re-signing your own guys and how much money you'll give Christian Gonzalez and Drake May. That's probably even more significant than some of the free agent spends. But no, I don't think so. I think they're already put up in a spot now where it feels like they have the stability of the head coach. So it's not going to be a constant change in head coach anymore. And the quarterback, I mean, maybe it's a slight homer take, but we were going through, like, players you would start a franchise with. Drake May is at the top of the list. If he's not number one, he's in the top five. And at that position, I think there's a draw there, but it still comes down to money. I mean, a wide receiver might say, hey, I want to play for Drake May, but some scrubby team offers him more money. I bet you'll go there.
Me too.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's what it comes down to. And again, if the money's close, maybe it's a tiebreaker for you. Maybe. Yeah. But you're still going to have to spend that cash. And that's what that's going to come down to. I don't think those are the stakes. I think the stakes are win this game and proof of concept, everything you did this year, the schedule discussion.
Yeah, that's out the window.
Cam Newton, you know, what did he call? Why am I blanking on what exactly he called him?
Well, he called Drake May a game manager. What did he call the Patriots, though? I don't remember.
It wasn't frauds.
He Fool's just said, gold.
Fool's gold.
That's
Thank you,
what
Nick.
It was.
Yeah, you erase all of that.
He even had the fancy name for Fool's gold, too. Whatever that is. I always forget.
I think, though, all that goes out the window. I'm sure there will be people who say, well, it was the Chargers and it was cold and Justin Herbert's a choker and that's not really even a real win. I won't do that.
There might be, but like whatever. At that point, there's no breaking through to those people.
And I think the majority of people will give you credit for proving what you were all year. This would be proof of concept.
But this works out.
It has Fool's Gold written all over it. Cupic Zirconia, middle of the ball.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good line.
Oh, Cupic Zirconia, middle of the ball. But that's not Fool's Gold, right?
No.
Oh, Pyrite. Thank you to the Twitch chat.
It's a fake diamond.
Yeah, Pyrite.
Oh, pyrite is...
Yeah, I think so.
Pyrite is actual fool's gold?
Yeah, that's like the scientific name for fool's gold. Fool's gold is just what us, you know, morons call it.
Yeah, thank you. The cubic zirconia
is
that's
the fake diamond.
Yeah,
so he's kind of mixing things up.
That's
he's adding
a, that's what
things.
Cat has.
Yeah.
Don't tell her. Don't tell her. But that's what Cat has.
She's rocking around.
617-779-7937.
But real quick, I was just going to say with the Chargers specifically, I think that argument of like, hey, what are you going to do? And like, there'd be an easier way to lose in the first round and still prop up the season and the team if it was Josh Allen.
100%.
Or maybe even Houston, because we got to the point where we're like, man, look at that defense, and they win games, but more so Buffalo.
I think that would be harder, but I'd take it more seriously than the Chargers.
But the Chargers, no. Yeah. The Chargers, we were doing this whole game the whole time, and we were trying to figure out, all right, how is this going to go? What seed are they going to get? What's their first-round draw going to be? And this was the best you could ask for. So really, there's no excuse as far as one game is concerned.
How did the Patriots win on Sunday night?
So I think Milton Williams, who's going to join us next hour, I think we're going to have to hear his name a lot and sort of see him a lot. And whether it's getting after Justin Herbert, maybe causing a turnover, slowing down, whatever the run game is that they may have. Omarion Hampton hasn't practiced this week. So that's something to keep an eye on, clearly.
When will we get an update for that?
Well, they practice late, so it'll probably be
this evening.
You might be sitting down for a nice supper.
But that's a good point. I mean,
but
depending on his
part.
Availability, yeah. And I agree, Milton Williams would be a big part. I was just double-checking his snap count.
Milton's or Omarion Hampton's?
Milton Williams played 50% of snaps on Sunday, so I'd imagine you can get him up into the, 60, 75, 80% range?
Because he looked really good last week, first week back.
That'd be a good question for the milkman when he
joins. Where you at?
Yeah.
You ask him.
Yeah.
Ask him that.
I will.
How much are you going to play?
How many snaps you got in there?
Who's going to win the game? Can you tell us that? What do you think is going to happen?
So you think he's a big factor in how
the Chargers' offensive line is not very good. Their running game is very much up in the air. Justin Herbert gets sacked a lot. He also threw 13 picks this year. So I think if the defense is able to frustrate Justin Herbert, I wonder if he starts to think like, oh, crap, every time I've been in the playoffs, it has not gone great. You know, last year, 4 interceptions in the game, it was an absolute mess. So I wonder if that starts to creep in a little bit and then give the offense time to get something going. And if they get up in this game, I like the Patriots to win and to cover.
So, look, I know the inverse of that would be if the Chargers are able to protect Herbert.
Yep.
And they're able to open up lanes on the running game, et cetera, then that's a way that the Chargers could win
the game. Or even, like, you know, take advantage of the receivers that Gonzo is not on, right? Like, that would be one thing. And, like, you know, depending on how they move around, Keenan Allen, Ladd McConkey, Johnson.
To me, what I would do if I was the Chargers, I'd line up Quentin Johnson on Gonzo's side, and I just punt on that. Or if you want to put Allen on there, and I just punt on it,
and then Marcus Jones on Ladd McConkey, which could be a really good matchup.
And I think you can line up McConkey on the outside too, and you can alternate that, and you can get him in spots where I'm attacking Carlton Davis and I'm attacking Marcus Jones, and that is what I would do if I were the Chargers. I think, and this is, you could say this about every quarterback in every playoff game ever, and you could say the exact same thing about Herbert, but we just don't know with Drake May in a playoff game. I have a feeling on what he's going to do, but we've never seen it.
No.
Protect the football. And this applies to Ramondre Stevenson as well. I think you're the better team. You're at home for a reason. You're favored for a reason. So don't do the Chargers any favors. And again, it's like analysis 101, but don't do the Chargers any favors by giving them an extra possession or a short field, or heaven forbid, like Herbert last year against the Texans, a pick six where they're putting points on the board. Don't do that. And the closer we get to the game, and the more people are talking up Ramondre Stevenson's week and how he's come full circle, and Josh McDaniels, you hear it again coming up, is talking about how he's an example for everybody on the team, the more I'm like, the fumbleitis is coming back on Sunday. Man. I'm fearful of that.
Oh, but it's always there, but that was also a long time ago. That was week 3 and week 5.
It was a long time ago, and yet he seems to do it every single year of his career.
Yeah, well, maybe he got it out of the way.
Maybe.
Maybe he's saving it for next year.
Perhaps.
Maybe week 4 next year is when
he
drops the ball.
You know it's coming again.
Well, of course. He's going to fumble again. Well, running back
But
does.
I don't mean like he'll fumble
you're
again. Like,
you're
I mean,
predicting a fumble now is what you're
doing. I'm worried about it.
You're worried. Well, it sounds like a prediction.
And I'm saying if they take care of the football.
High and tight, Ramondre.
You know, and again, I'm not saying this is like a break your brain analysis. Like, no. You want to win the turnover battle.
Turnover battle, like it.
But I think that's an easy way to lose the game if you're the Patriots. And I do think if you're talking about how they're going to win, they need some help. You don't need to run all over the Chargers. You don't need to put up 200 yards and have Ramondre run for 3 touchdowns and Henderson for another 2. You don't need to dominate it in that way. But it can't be 3rd and 8 all day.
No.
And, you know, it can, and you've seen some of this. I think you saw it with Ole Miss last night in the first half of that game. Why could Ole Miss, why were they on the field for 8 plays in the first half or whatever it was? Partly because they ripped off a long touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
But the other part is it was run for a yard, 3rd and 8, punt. And don't get into that pattern. So May needs some help. May can lead this team, shoulder most of it. He doesn't need to lean on the running game, but he does need some help from the running game. And I think that's how the Patriots win. How they lose would be turnovers.
Yep.
617-779-7937. How do you see it shaking out Sunday? Andy is in Hudson. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, guys. Just two things about how they could lose is kind of just what you touched on. They get a bad fumble or the defense gets a little jumpy thinking that they can put a lot of pressure on Herbert by getting an easy pick and something goes wrong there. But the other thing is they had a good season. You're right. They should win this game. What if something happens like happened to who saw Washington falling apart like they did this year? I think Campbell gets hurt in this game or something.
I think on some level we did. Did you have did you have the Commanders as a playoff team?
I might have had them as a wild card team, but I feel like with them, it's they got hurt. Like if you tell me Drake May plays half the season, yeah, they might not be good next year.
The oldest team in the league. I think the Patriots are the 4th youngest.
Yeah, I think they're very different. I get why people bring it up because it's first of all it's the same draft class quarterback. They had that like 5-win team to go into the conference championship. But Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin are their 2 best players on offense. They both missed a ton of games this year. And then they were also relying on Zach Ertz, Austin Ekeler, and Bobby Wagner. The Patriots aren't relying on 3 guys that are 40 years old. Right? They have, like as Nick just said, they have a much younger roster.
That's a good point.
The premium positions. I mean, Steph Diggs is a veteran guy, but like he's not as old as Zach Ertz is.
Nope.
And so I think, not that I predicted it, but they were more likely to fall off. And then when you factor in the injury, like, if Drake May plays half the games next year, they probably won't make the playoffs. But if he plays every game, I don't think they will drop off like the Commanders.
So, me neither. And I'm not scaredy cat Nana when it comes to Drake May and his playing style and how he's going to get hurt. I mean, most of his injuries are him slamming his own head off the turf.
Yeah, we've seen that.
And he hasn't missed a start. He hasn't missed a start. He had to miss the end of a Jets game that he started, and then he was right back the next week. And so I don't think that's comparable to Jaden Daniels. And if he gets hurt, that's the same as any other quarterback. You lose your quarterback, fine. I don't think he's at any greater risk. In fact, I liked an answer he gave to WEEI Afternoons a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
It was while we were on break, he's like, well, I don't know. I guess you could try to take your shots at me, but I'm a pretty big guy.
Yeah, it's kind of a brag of the week nominee when he was like, I'm 6'5", 250.
If we were in, it would have been.
Yeah, yeah.
If we were in, that would have been a brag of the week. But I agree with him. Like, why does Josh Allen never miss starts?
Yeah,
partly because he plays one snap and then takes the rest of the game off like he did in Week 18 the last 2 years.
Because he's cheating.
Because he's cheating. But also because he's a big dude.
Yeah.
And I think May is in that category. By the way, a few updates from Patriots practice today. Jared Wilson is no longer in a red non-contact jersey.
That's good news.
So it looks like he's clear concussion protocol.
Good.
So I imagine he moves into your starting left guard spot.
Yeah. But honestly, Ben Brown's fine.
Ben Brown might have to go to your 6th offensive lineman jumbo tight end sort of positioning because they have some guys sick, including Thayer Munford, who would be been in that spot.
Man, it's tearing them apart. Illness.
But the illness has had no Bradbury, Lowe, or Munford. They're all back at practice today.
Okay.
Kyrus Tonga is there but doesn't look like he's practicing, according to Mark Daniels.
Man.
He's present but not looking like he's going to practice.
One-time Haas of the week.
The Patriots are, Keith, missing Trevion Henderson from practice.
I'm sorry?
Who has not been on the injury report. Again, this is Mark Daniels who has that.
What happened to him? It just says he's not there? It's maybe sick, too?
That would be my guess.
Okay.
A guy who was practicing, wasn't on the injury report, now isn't out there. either he's late because he, you know, had to spend a little extra time on the crapper or something like that.
Yeah, he's got the trots.
Or
yeah.
The illness is going around, which, by the way,
well, there's still two more sleeps.
If you're sick on a Friday, it's not ideal, but no. You better play in the game on Sunday if you got the sniffies.
Sunday night?
Yeah. Yeah.
Get it all out of your system by then.
That's what I would say.
Coming out of both ends. Just clear the pipes.
It should be on to like 20 of your teammates by then. You shouldn't have to worry about it. Carl's in Boston. Go ahead, Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty great.
So I haven't really watched the Chargers much this year, but I understand they have a good defense. Okay. I wanted to get your thoughts on, do you think that the Patriots, and I don't know whether their defense is supposedly good on the pass or the run, but I guess my question is, how successful do you think the Pats should be in their ground game against the Chargers' run defense?
Well, it segues nicely into that Trevion Henderson update, who I imagine will play, but even with Henderson, I'll feel great about it. And we're going to do some of this coming up in the over-unders.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at, and last check, we can update this, but at last check, Omarion Hampton and the Chargers running backs weren't even on the board.
Yikes.
Because we don't know who's playing and who's not. So we can refresh some of this and circle back to it. But I don't think any of the apps or Vegas is overly high on the Patriots running all over the Chargers. I don't think you're going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
So what I said earlier, I think May just needs some help. But I don't think you're going to run for 150 yards. I think if you can get 90, 100, 110, that's enough to take some of the pressure off May so he doesn't have to do it all by himself. But I wouldn't expect much more than that, personally.
No, stats-wise, they were good against both the run and the pass, the Chargers' defense was. I think Drake May will be able to throw on him a little bit. We highlighted how good Derwin James is at safety, but I think the Patriots could still get him. And now they are undermanned. You'd feel better if they had Mac Hollins. Mac Hollins always feels like he was good for a big catch or two, and so you don't have that dynamic to it. But, yeah, the Chargers' defense is solid. It's not the Broncos, Texans, or Jaguars' defense, but it's still pretty good.
617-779-7937. You can jump in there. We can review at 1245. We'll circle back to some of those over-unders and what it tells us about Sunday's game and how it's expected to
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shakeout. That was Josh McDaniels on Ramondre Stevenson, which I am nervous about the fumble coming back, Keith.
Yeah, you really are.
Is that something
No, you're putting it out there now.
Is that something
now I'm
you can
blame
bet?
You when it happens?
Is that, yeah, well, probably. Why'd you blame me?
I'm blaming you because nobody else is talking about it.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you give me credit?
It was flying under the radar.
Why wouldn't you give me credit for seeing the board and seeing that there was a fumble there?
Because I don't care for that.
Everybody else is like, hey, good for you. He's turned it all around. Fumbles are gone.
He has.
Oh, he's player of the week. Oh,
he was player of the week.
He's a perfect example for everybody else on the team. Yeah, until he gags another fumble up. Like, I'm terrified of that.
It would be you to see it the board in a negative way.
Yeah, right. It was he fumbled in week 5.
Let me tell you.
There's been a lot of bets that have fumbled more
recently.
The way my
bets are going, thank God I no bet Ole Miss last
good,
night.
No
the way,
bet.
The way my bets have been going in early 2026, he'll never fumble again.
He might based on the
way
my rock.
Based on the way I'm seeing the board
maybe
right
he's
now.
Got a new way of holding the ball or something. New gloves. I don't know what it is.
Perhaps.
He's held on to the rock very nicely. So you're basically predicting a fumble now, and I won't stand for it.
It's the kind of thing you can't bet. I don't believe you can bet a Ramondre Stevenson. You can bet picks. I don't believe you can bet fumbles.
Yeah, you can definitely bet interceptions.
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty good bet most days. The quarterback, they'll throw one in there. They'll throw you a pick. A
little Herbert May parlay?
Yeah, a couple picks. Now he's some good secondary.
Now he's putting bad stuff out of the
Herbert
atmosphere.
Herbert pick's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
All right, we were updating Mark Daniels on who is at and not at practice. He said the Patriots are missing Travion Henderson.
I don't love that.
I've been scrolling around.
Is he the only one saying that, though?
I don't want to say he's the only one, but like I'm looking at some of the other names. Oh, here you go. Cadlick said it as well. Okay, good. I thought it was like one person saying it. I didn't see Reese tweet it. I didn't see Phil tweet it.
Oh,
so I was like, where are these other people saying it? But a couple people are saying, no, Travion Henderson. He wasn't on the injury report, so is he away from the team for a personal reason? Is it an illness? Like I mean, I don't want to have anything bad personally going on with him, but you hope it's something where it wouldn't affect him on Sunday and there wasn't a setback for Kayshawn Booty. To me, yesterday when he was injured at practice, I'd be more nervous about that, and it sounds like he's present and out there today. I'd be more nervous about a midweek Thursday downgrade than a guy who all of a sudden just isn't there, but we'll continue to monitor that.
That's true. And I mean, and with, you know, just the illness or whatever it is going around through the locker room, I mean, I guess it's bound to pop up, or like you just don't want him around anybody if he also caught sick. So whatever, we'll have to monitor that. Because he's also, like, the second half of the season, that guy's been super important.
Well, and to stick with the over-unders here for a moment, at last check, and I don't know if these have been refreshed since then.
Yeah, he was on the board.
Yeah. Henderson and Ramondre Stevenson were both on the board, and Travion Henderson is expected to be the lead dog, 54 yards, over-under, 53.5, and Stevenson at 57.5. So, and at last check, Chargers guys weren't even on the board because Hampton hasn't been practicing, and I don't think they know exactly how to place that. And I think that's significant for this game this weekend. As we were saying going into break, May needs some help. If those are the numbers, you're getting 90-ish yards out of those two, Henderson and Stevenson, I think that's enough. That's what I'm talking about.
Because then you figure Drake May is going to put you over the top, so you're going to run for like 100-something yards, and I think that's fine. And it goes back to your thing, like if you're not turning it over, if it's like 100 yards rushing, they get in the end zone with that, and they hold on to the ball, I think that's plenty. Because also we were looking at the over-unders where Drake May's maybe somewhere around like 250 yards passing. I think that's plenty. Like, they should win this game. I don't think they need to score 31 points to win. Right? Like, they score in the 20s. I think they win. High 20s.
Yeah, what's the number?
The over-under is like 45.5.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what do you think the Patriots need to get to?
Oh, 24?
Yeah.
Don't you think the Chargers, I mean, they might give up 3 touchdowns or 2 touchdowns, 2 field goals or somewhere in there.
Yeah.
They're not going to shut down the Chargers, I don't think, but I don't think it's going to be like a Rob Ninkovich 42-10.
Right. Yeah. Well, that is what he said.
He did.
And yet, if they lose, he's still okay with it. No problem.
Well.
So, no, to feel like really confident, high 20s, but yeah, something like 24.5, 25 points, that should be a good spot to get to if you can get there.
Yeah.
Okay. So, other over-unders in this game. You just mentioned the passing yards. So, Drake May's at 242.5. Herbert's at 225.5. And look, we also know Vegas is picking the Patriots, or these sports apps are picking the Patriots. So obviously, if it goes the way they're forecasting, I feel pretty good about this. The one thing I would spin, and it's hard to really know about it because at last check, Hampton was off the board, but Herbert at 225, is that because they don't think the offense is going to do a lot, or is he only going to throw for 225 because they don't need to lean on him to throw a ton.
I think it's probably has to do with the offensive line that's bad. He's been sacked 54 times in 16 games, and the Patriots' secondary is pretty good. And none of his receivers have had like great years. They've all had kind of fine years, and all their numbers are all super low. And I know that's all related to each other, but I just don't think I would expect like a monster passing game from Justin Herbert. I'm trying to see what his numbers were for this season as far as like individual games, because remember what a big deal it was about Drake May and the 300 yards.
Yep.
So he threw for over, he threw 300, actually three or four times this year.
Did he do it late against the Cowboys? He had one monster game against the Cowboys,
right?
So it was
exactly 300 against the Cowboys.
Okay, but I feel like he could have thrown for like five. He was lighting up the Cowboys in that game. Okay.
But like they had a stretch of games after their bye week where they beat Vegas. He threw for 151. They beat Philly in overtime. He threw 139. And then they beat Kansas City in Kansas City, and he threw for 210. So he's not, you know, he had a few games earlier in the year that were pretty big. Against Indianapolis, actually, was the game he went crazy. There were over 400 yards against.
Well, that's because they were down by like 30 points.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. True. You're right. And they lost that game by two touchdowns. So you're right. So that you throw that one out a little bit.
And you,
but I guess maybe his average is more like that.
Well,
right?
And you highlighted this too. It's somewhat their offensive line, and then it's somewhat Vegas doesn't expect much out of their receivers.
No,
so
no,
the over-unders, Diggs is at 56.5. You think that's going to smash, right?
I like that. That's the one I like the most out of all those. Yeah, and I think it's part because Mac Hollins is out. I think Derwin James can slow down Hunter Henry. I think that, you know, I don't really have a lot of confidence in Pop Douglas. You mentioned Kayshon Booty's
right, so
popped up on the injury report.
It's Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, so right.
Oh, yeah,
so
it's prime time, playoff game.
Prime time, yes. Steph Diggs, yeah, yeah. And who else are they going to throw to? If Derwin James is going to not erase, but he's going to limit Hunter Henry, and if Booty's not 100%, and if there is no Mac Hollins, you got to throw to somebody.
Yeah.
So you think the Diggs number is going to smash. Next up on the board is Ladd McConkey at 42.5, just ahead of Hunter Henry at 41.5.
Yeah.
And then it's Johnson 36.5, Allen 34.5, Taylor Kyles' guy, Rondae Gadsden at 31.5.
So that one's not bad, especially you mentioned, you know, sprinkle a little touchdown at plus 280. We do have a wild card Bozo parlay coming up in grab bag for those wondering.
Oh yeah, we also the Misfit Moneymaker parlay is in,
yeah,
as well.
I don't know why they brought Terp back in.
We'll have to compare
that
and contrast.
All
that
due respect
up
to Terp.
Yeah, I know we really respect Terp quite a bit.
But
he just cursed Josh Jacobs and then Jameer Gibbs and has ruined a bunch of parlays this year.
Find out who he's going to curse.
But otherwise, all due respect to Terp.
Yeah. Out of the Chargers guys, I guess I would say maybe Ladd McConkey is the most likely to go over. He had that great game against them last year. And even though his season was down this year, if he could stay away from Gonzo, and whether it's Marcus Jones or at times Carlton Davis, I think he'll have a good game.
Unless the Patriots completely change how they play defense, he's not going to see any snaps on Gonzo, I don't think.
Yeah, right.
You know, now,
depending on where they move him around to.
Well, but if they're smart, they don't. You know where Gonzo's going to be.
Yeah,
if
the Patriots play defense, they might move Ladd around.
If the Patriots play defense the way they play defense all year, you know where Gonzo's going to be. And so, if you want to have, if you want to target one of your bigger receivers on a certain play, you can line up Ladd over there. But my guess is he's going to see very little of Gonzo because you know what the Patriots are going to do.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Oh, yeah. So another one. So Texter is talking about you got to watch out for Herbert running. That's another one that I like. Herbert over rushing yards. I think he's going to have to.
It is a high number for a quarterback, 30.5.
Yeah.
But
I think he has to, though.
I'm with you. I think he can do that. And it's higher than Drake May's. For as much as we think of Drake May's mobility.
I think he averaged that, though.
Herbert,
I think, averaged around 30-plus yards rushing.
Herbert is a good athlete, and Greg Roman wants his quarterbacks to run. He was with Lamar in Baltimore, and since he's gotten there last year, and especially this year, Herbert runs quite a bit.
Yeah.
So, I think that's a healthy number and a smart bet. What do the over-unders tell you about this weekend's matchup? You can jump in, 617-779-7937. We have Keys.
Oh,
at 1
doctor.
O'clock. There they are.
They're here.
Playoff Keys for Pats and Chargers at 1. Milton Williams on the way on a Patriots Friday and up next.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars.
Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Next, the week in review.
All right, what a week it has been here on Jones and Key. First week of 2026. How's it feel?
As somebody texted earlier in the week, Keith, it's not really the weekend. It's kind of the year in review to this point.
So far to
yeah,
this
it really
point,
is. Good point.
Best of
great point.
The year. Let's start with some of the calls that we had from this week.
Yeah, I'm one of those unfortunate people that have Verizon as my carrier. So as hundreds of thousands of people across New England have been shut out of watching the Patriots the last two games because for some reason the traditional AFC rivalries that are usually on CBS have now switched to Fox.
Well,
and
George,
the worst
not,
part
George,
is
not,
I'm relegated
George,
to listening
hang on. To George, not
guys.
Through. George, not I, through. Hold on. He's about to have it.
Yeah, okay, go for it.
Yeah, I said the worst part is having to listen to the guys in the station further down on the dial there. Can you imagine listening to Soucy and Zolak for 3.5 hours? Twice in a row. I'm epileptic at this point.
Yeah, I'm hurtling down 495 at about 75 plus, bobbing and weaving tractor trailers.
Be careful.
I feel very football-y right now.
Yeah, sure.
Looking at the Patriots versus some of the other leaders, because I was stationed out on the West Coast for a while, so I like a lot of those teams. I think there's going to be something happening in the playoffs and the Super Bowl this year that we can't gauge.
Like what?
And
sure.
It's going to be the relationships between the coaches and the players and the players.
That might be, that is call of the year.
It's a pretty good one. He also went on to say that
the two teams that stood out to him as far as that metric was concerned,
the chemistry,
Pats Chargers.
So it's like, well, damn
it. He goes, the relationship between the coaches and the players and the players. Awesome. I don't know how you really do that. I don't know how you get into there, but
that first caller though, Keith. Like yeah. I'm just yelling over him. You're actually listening to him, and he wanted.
Let him finish. He's about to bring up a great point.
Great point.
Let him.
Great point.
There.
Which I wouldn't. I'm with him. I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. Yeah.
Also this week, best friend of the show, Susan.
Yes,
did call back in.
She sure did. This is somebody who I know can't possibly be voting for Drake May if she has a vote.
Do you think she has a vote?
Susan in Worcester. Hello, Susan.
Gee, you read my mind, huh?
Sure did.
I did. I just read the subject line on the screen, but yeah.
Okay, what I want to really say, I want to be serious, okay? I think he had a great year. He did one. I didn't think he could do what he's doing. But you know what? He hasn't won nothing yet. He hasn't won a playoff game. He hasn't won the Super Bowl. Until he does that, then I'm going to give him his kudos. But listen.
Until he does which? If he wins a playoff game, you're going to give him his kudos, or he has to win a Super Bowl? Until he does which?
Super Bowl. He's got to win a Super Bowl.
I got to ask you. I got to ask you real quick. Have you given Josh Allen his kudos?
Yes, I have.
Has he won a Super Bowl?
No.
Mousetrapped.
No, he hasn't.
Just got
all right,
mousetrapped.
Okay, you won me. All right, you got me there. But listen to about the media now. Good. I want to talk about the media.
Good. I know you do.
Good, good.
All I heard about with the great Aaron Rodgers, I am a big Rodgers fan, and he was sensational Sunday. The thing about Rodgers, I listened to the talk shows in Boston.
Yep.
All he cares about is MVPs, and he don't even care about the Super Bowl. And here you guys, all of you, like Monta Lewinsky on her knees with Clinton, begging for him to get the MVP.
Good Lord.
It's your number one thing. It's your number one thing instead of the Super Bowl. So you people are hypocrites.
Poor Monica Lewinsky, just sitting there, probably drinking her coffee, listening to Jones and Keefe. And from the clouds, Susan and Worcester.
I did not see that one coming.
No, me neither. Great stuff. Susan, always welcome here on the program. One of the highly anticipated movies of 2026, for me anyway, comes out this month. It's the sequel to the latest 28 Years Later film.
Oh, yeah.
No, the next one I want to see is the 28 Years Later Bone Temple.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Call back.
Life. That was better than the joke I was going to make.
Yeah, good. That is the name of the movie,
yeah,
though.
Nick greater than you, you greater than me, yeah. If we're doing the power rankings.
It's all coming together.
There. Okay, what is it called?
28 Years Later,
the Bone Temple.
The Bone Temple.
Hell yeah.
What's this movie about?
I don't know, but I want to see it. Okay, so you have that higher on your list than Primate. I have seen the trailer, though.
Yeah, they've been showing that a lot.
It's startling.
Primate, yeah. Looks like he's pretty aggressive.
He sure does. Okay, let's get some more phone calls here.
Please.
If you don't mind.
Nope.
This is Carl in Boston. Hello, Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Hey, guys. Great show. You guys are getting really silly. Hopefully we can get back to some serious sports conversation here.
Agreed.
No doubt. Agreed, Carl. No doubt.
Guys, too much Bone Temple
guys,
talk.
Guys, kind of getting a little off the rails here.
Get down to brass tacks.
Well, so I'm sure Carl really enjoyed our Would You Rather Wednesday segments.
Would you rather have a lot of pet fish or a lot of pet birds?
I know what. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I look in the dock.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I hear it from the first time
from
Billy.
A little peek behind the curtain. I write all these.
Sometimes I hear it from Billy for the first time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go, I wonder
where it from?
Yeah, where did this come from?
I mean, my mind wanders.
It shouldn't matter. I just wonder.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not sure. Because sometimes I try to tie him into like a Kiefer Madden story. Right. So we had a Kiefer Madden story about a monkey, but we already had a pet monkey story. Maybe that's what it was. I was going to ask about having a pet monkey, but we already did that.
Like, that's been done.
But then, then I was thinking about pets.
Would I rather have a pet fish?
Like, a lot of pet fish or a lot of pet birds.
Finally, would you rather a bagel with butter or cream cheese?
Right. Again.
I don't know.
This is just Keith sitting at home
for
2 weeks.
For breakfast.
Yeah. This is Keith. Did this come up at the kitchen table?
Yeah, no, I was asking my wife, hey, you got any good would you rathers? She's like, yeah, bagel, butter, or cream cheese.
There you go.
Cream cheese.
We actually agreed on both things.
Yeah, that was the answer. And a lot of fish. Yeah. Agreed on both things. I wasn't prepared for this, but Jones had a great update on Giants wide receiver Malik Nabers.
Is Malik Nabers still walking with a cane? Did I read that?
He's like, was he Mr. Peanut?
No, he's like rehabbing from his.
What pro athlete is walking around with a cane? He was spotted wearing a vest, a cane.
Hang on. Malik Nabers.
Keep your eyes peeled for Malik Nabers'
cane.
That is cool. I love the guy from Jurassic Park, his cane.
Over the past weekend, Nabers appeared to be in a knee brace and using a cane before the Giants' Week 18 finale against the Cowboys.
Top five canes?
I missed Kane.
Kane.
Hurricane. Miami Hurricanes.
The Undertaker's brother.
Say it again.
The Undertaker's brother.
Oh, great good one.
Joe Kane, the quarterback from the program.
Yep.
Kane is able.
Candy Kane.
Do we have that?
Yeah, it's Candy Kane.
Yeah.
Candy
Kane.
Come on.
Oh, man. Is
Malik Nabers Kane,
obviously.
Out?
Yeah. Crap, it's me. I don't know. I'm out.
It is just so bizarre because you're thinking of, like, I don't know, crutches or, like, a walking boot.
Cane.
But a cane. Like, old school, old
York Post.
Like an old dude.
New York Post headline.
Yeah.
Walking around with a cane.
Walking around with
Mr. Peanut.
Like the Godfather from WWE.
He had a cane.
Like the old man in Jurassic Park, as you said.
He did. He had a mosquito in there.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
That was pretty sweet.
That was amber?
That was he's trapped in. No, some sap?
Was it now?
Sap?
Yeah, maybe.
Amber? I don't remember. It's been a while since
you're thinking of 311 songs. That's where you're. All right,
that's why he remembered it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Brags of the week. A lot of nominees. So yeah. Hopefully everybody's sitting down.
Loaded field to start 2026, yeah.
Friend of the show and Patriots Monday guest, Hunter Henry.
Well, I got another baby on the way.
Sick brag, bro.
Hey, good for you, man.
That is the ultimate brag.
Congrats.
While we were off, KJ and Lions were in quite a bit. And I had a listener send me these. Okay. Specifically was like, guys, it's a gold mine.
Clipped them and everything?
Clipped them. Sent them in. Goes, guys, this show's a gold mine for Brags of the Week. Here's KJ.
My parents equally love me.
Sick brag, bro.
Love that. Very nice. And Lions. This is an all-timer.
I went to an Eminem and 50 Cent concert with my friend and my dad.
Sick brag, bro.
That's tough. That is tough to beat.
That one just keeps unraveling. It's like, I went to an Eminem concert.
That's
like,
a brag on itself.
Man, I didn't picture that. With his brother. Oh, okay. I guess I got him. And my dad.
And my dad. It was a real family affair. We enjoyed the whole thing. What about Pure Hoops with Justin Turpin?
Sure.
I wrote about this the other night.
Sick brag, bro.
Ooh, I missed that one.
Always good.
Snuck that right in.
Always good. From the morning show, our friend Jermaine Wiggins.
But knowing Brady, though, and just his personality and being around him, sick brag, bro.
Well, he bragged himself.
Yeah, well, that's
he realized
smart.
It. Yeah, good.
Get out in front of
it. You have to get to it before somebody else
somebody
gets you
did
on
not,
it. Yeah.
Somebody who did not brag themselves, so we will do it here, is Wednesday guest on the Greg Hill Show, Rob Ninkovich.
I almost thought about texting Kraft.
Sick brag, bro.
Almost.
And I said this in a podcast last year.
Sick brag, bro.
I like that one a
lot.
Was
separate brags or as one brag?
Well,
that was all like one continuous
brag. You put them
brag?
Together. It was from one segment with those guys.
That's what I mean. But
I
that
personally
wasn't,
loved
he wasn't
the second one a lot.
He wasn't continuing the thought of.
No, Nick put those together.
Nick
got
put
it.
Those
okay.
together.
It was like 2 minutes apart.
Yeah.
It was. I was listening to both. I like texted Nick and I texted him again.
Ninko and Bradfo have to be like, if we wanted to, every week.
Ninko, Bradfo, and Hart are all
Hart's
very
good,
good per minute braggers.
Keep an eye on Lions.
Lions. Yeah, seriously.
Starting 26 with a roar.
The Lions then, a couple of brags. Yeah. And then also a late entry, Eric in Rhode Island.
I did have Dion because I actually played against him.
Sick brag, bro.
That was a good one.
That's the coolest thing.
Yeah, that's
you
pretty sweet.
You played against Deion Sanders in college?
I mean, you go to Eminem with your dad. That's pretty sweet.
That's also cool.
That's
a lot of good choices this
week.
Yeah,
that, but Lions is the brag.
All right.
I went to an Eminem and 50 Cent concert with my friend and my dad.
Sick brag, bro.
Is there music playing under him?
Maybe they were doing the thing that we had the idea. Remember, because Cam Newton puts...
Punch the take up a little bit.
Yeah. Give me a beat. You're like, wait, now? No. Edit the beat in, and then we'll replay it later with me sounding sweet.
Nice. Okay, well, congrats.
Good stuff,
congrats
everybody.
To John Lyons.
Congrats to all the nominees.
Well, yes.
Specifically to Lyons for winning this
But
week.
You're taking it home. Congrats to Ron Funches as well. You're our Hoss of the
Hoss
Week.
Hoss of the Week, Ron.
Add that. Has anybody updated his wiki page yet? I would hope somebody has.
I would think Ron Funches has.
He is the initial Hoss of 2026
wow.
here on this program. Good for him.
Wow. And best of luck to him on Traders
yeah,
this
go,
season.
Go far, Ron. Go far. 617-779-7937. That's the Week in Review.
If he wins Traders, would he then have to go into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, maybe. And you have to come on the show, too. I would love to talk to Ron Funches.
Yeah, just even independent.
Just come on the show anyway.
Independent of Traders. Yeah. He's been in a lot of stuff.
Big fan, Ron.
Yeah. All of us. Rooting for you. Pulling for you, Ron.
Go ahead, Ron. We love you, Ron.
We'll get to your phone call, 617-779.
Oh, my God.
Let's get back on track.
Those are Keith's keys. The Pats and Chargers next.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.